This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellins. With me on the phone from her favorite place away from Northwest Arkansas, New Orleans, is Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. How are you?
I couldn't be happier.
Well, that's good to hear. That's
you
good
know
to hear.
I love this city.
Yes, you
I
do.
I love home, too. I love Northwest Arkansas, but this is the second best place in the world to be.
Well, I'm going to ask you a little bit about Independence Day activities, but first, what did you do in New Orleans yesterday?
Oh, we went to the Audubon Aquarium.
Ah.
They have three new baby penguins. Penguin chicks. They were born, well, they were hatched in March and then raised by aquarium keepers so that they would be really used to humans. Two males and a female, although you can't tell till you send off, like, feather follicles.
Mm-hmm.
So they're named Skua, Marina, and Hubie. And Hubie's going to have a new name, but I haven't heard what it is yet.
I imagine there's not much that is cuter than a young penguin.
They are adorable. And the two girls hang out together watching people all the time. The boy, Skua, is huge and kind of has that grumpy face, like one of the rock hoppers that you see waddle out and glare at people and mm-hmm. waddle back in. These are African black-footed penguins, and they are headed for extinction in the wild. So the chance to see penguin chicks at a wonderful aquarium like the Audubon Aquarium is a great thing. And if you would like to see them,
yeah,
you can go on NOLA.com, and there's a photo gallery and a video.
Okay. Excellent. Well,
Now you want to know about the 4th of July where you are, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
There is a ton of stuff going on, including tomorrow, the Freedom Festival, which starts with a car show at 9:30 in City Park. There's softball all day, live music all afternoon, and the headliner is Chase Rice from Nashville, Tennessee at 8:30. All this happens at City Park in Gentry.
Okay.
There's a 4th of July parade hosted by the Bella Vista Patriots that starts with pre-parade events at 10:30 and a parade at 11 at Sugar Creek Center in Bella Vista.
And for the first time in a few years, our Independence Day parades are taking place in the 80s, not triple digits.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
4th at the Field happens tomorrow with music and fun for kids and an exhibition baseball game, all starting at 4:45 and then fireworks at dusk at our best ballpark in Springdale. That's $8 for adults and $6 for children 12 and younger.
And I know the Northwest Arkansas Naturals are promoting that as the largest fireworks display in Northwest Arkansas. I don't know how you measure that, but that's what they're saying.
I don't either. But who cares?
Right.
It's all fun. And there's an Independence Day celebration at Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge near Eureka Springs where you can bring your own fireworks and shoot them in a safe place.
All right.
And we'll have more tomorrow.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is in New Orleans, and she's also the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.